Keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Hello folks, it is now Thursday, 11 a.m. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is the CFRC Live Sessions. I'm your host, Drew, and every week we bring you a session recorded right here in our radio studios by a local artist from Kingston. And this week we have the experimental musician David Parker, who played us some wonderful drone music. He's performing on November the 11th at the Mansion with other musicians like Bill Jobs and Fast Fast, so go see them live. As for us, you can find us on Instagram and YouTube. Our handle is CFRC Live Sessions. Get in touch with us on email, livesessions@cfrc.ca. And now, without any further ado, here comes the session with David Parker. Okay, we are live here in the CFRC studios. Studio A, CFRC, we're doing a live session. I'm Rue, and I'm here with David Parker. Hello.
Hi, Rue. Hi, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad you're here. Yeah. So I don't know if you're performing right now as David Parker or Slow Man Tofu, but if you could just give our listeners a little background into the music you make and sort of what the whole vibe and sound of it really is.
Oh, good question. Okay, well, yeah, I go by David Parker, but I perform sometimes as Slow Man Tofu, and I've released some albums as Slow Man Tofu, and that's my handle on social media. But it's been a while. Like 2020 was the last year. 2020 was the last year I released a Slow Man Tofu album. It's more singer-songwriter. Like, I sing, I'm often playing the guitar, and I like to have a band. Yeah, so it's been a few years. I've been doing other things. I also play music as David Parker, and a lot of work with ensembles, like other people's, sometimes solo, a bit more increasingly solo in the last year or two. So I've been going by David Parker lately, just to try to stay consistent so that it doesn't like keep switching back and forth. But that doesn't mean there's not some concert in the future of Slow Man Tofu. It could happen. Like last year I did one at the Wolf Island Hotel. It was tons of fun. So, you know, it could happen again, but it's not the immediate plans. The immediate plan is to stick as David Parker.
Okay, and yeah. And David Parker is the one that performs all this experimental drone-like stuff. So tell us a bit about how you kind of got interested in that field, because it is very different from the almost folky stuff that you do as Slow Man Tofu.
Yeah, it's super different. I like to make all kinds of music, but these are two genres that, yeah, I end up falling into for some reason or another. I guess I listen to a lot of singer-songwriter, but I also listen to a lot of drone, ambient, electronic, experimental, improvised music. And so I end up playing a lot of that. And was the question, how did I get into it?
Yeah, how do you kind of make that jump as well?
Oh, well, I mean, that's something I think about actually kind of a lot. And how do I break down the barriers of these genres to be able to kind of make whatever music in the moment or, you know, feels right for the context of whoever I'm playing with or whatever the particular environment is. I think a lot about that and think a lot about trying to be creative in the moment during performance as well as during recording. So I have gone to recording studios with an idea of what I want to do, but I often also go with no idea, like only a loose idea where there's a lot of like parts that will get filled in the moment. I like to work that way. So I think that approach lends itself to drone and instrumental music and improvised music a bit more than the singer-songwriter stuff, but that doesn't mean it can't all integrate. So I like to think about it holistically too and not compartmentalize it so much, but it is, I think, somewhat inevitable that it it gets compartmentalized, at least to help explain to people what it is you're doing. Like, they're just going to understand better if you say, oh, well, I play drone music or something. Like, they're just going to get it a bit more.
Yeah, I feel there are definitely aspects of, like, you know, being in a kind of instrument-based band and collaborating with people that bleed into your David Parker work as well. And, like, I wanted to talk about the album that you put out earlier this year in March, which is Butter. And that as well, while you have these, like, long experimental drones going on them, there are also remixes on that. So I guess that is one way of sort of collaborating with people. Like, tell me a bit about the album first, because I don't want to jump too far ahead. I want to ask you about the album as well. How did that come about? Because there's a pretty interesting story behind it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that album. Oh, geez, where did it start? Well, I mean, I had a kid in 2019, and then the pandemic happened in 2020. I think I started working on that I started January 2021. The title comes from a mushroom. Witch's Butter is a type of, like, bright orange mushroom that grows on logs. And my kid is really into mushrooms. We had some mushroom books and that we would read to him, and we would go to my parents' cottage, which we spent a lot of time at during the pandemic, in the summers, and, like, just explore mushrooms and take photos of them and learn about them. And so that's part of the inspiration behind Witch's Butter, and there's a lot of musical inspiration that comes from bands like Sun O, and there's a guitarist named Jenks Miller who was a big influence for me for that album. I was building a home studio at the time, and just kind of, like, it was freezing cold. It's in this our unheated basement, and so I could only do, like, an hour or two a week. I'm embellishing, maybe, but no, this is true. Maybe I'm trying to make it more dramatic than it was. Like, I wasn't freezing cold, but it was really cold. So I would just track stuff on top of other stuff, like lay down, like, a 10-minute piece on, like, starting out on basses. I played the upright bass for a long time, so I started, like, bowing the upright bass just for, like, 10 minutes on a note or two, and then layer distorted guitars, like a lot of electric guitars, kind of with the approach of what's called, like, some people call maximalism, which is a term I borrow from Sun O, but maybe it comes from other genres as well, where you just, like, it sounds like the gain is cranked, like things are really loud, even if they actually weren't in the recording studio. But yeah, it sounded like they're really loud. And then played a lot of synths as well. That's when I started discovering and playing and learning how to play synths. My voice, bowed instruments, yeah, like just whatever I had at hand. Layering and layering and layering, and doing it all alone. And it took about 4 months, and then I needed to bounce it off other people and, like, involve other people somehow. And that's where the remixes idea came up from.
I mean, for people who haven't visited your Bandcamp page yet, mm-hmm. which they should, mm-hmm. it's david-parker.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. They'll also find that your bio lists you as a musician/music listener. So it's like the listening aspect again. Mm-hmm. So important.
Yeah. Yeah, I love listening to music. I listen to music all the time. Records got more costly this year, sadly. I listen to a lot of my music on, like, physical albums. I love physical albums. I love tape cassettes and records and CDs. And like a lot of things, because of inflation, like, records have got more costly. So I've held a bit back. But when my kid was really, really young, like, he and I just loved putting on the new record of whatever it was. So I love listening to music at home and out in the world.
And since you mentioned these DIY spaces, these spaces that just kind of put shows on their own, I also wanted to talk about your next church show, because you played that last month, and here at the station, our station music manager was just raving about how incredible the next church show was. Just tell me a bit about that show.
Okay, I've got to give a shout out to Chance, who's the best. I'm so happy he was there and got to see that. And there's a show on CFRC called No Static. They've been putting on a bunch of really great shows, mostly at Next Church.
All very experimental.
A lot of them, yeah, all over the place, and their interests are very diverse in terms of genre. So I've been really excited about them and hadn't yet had the chance to go to one or play at one. But in August I did. Mike had assembled a noise night featuring a bunch of musicians, some from Halifax, Calgary, and Ottawa, and then I was playing as well here from Kingston. So yeah, So this summer, I learned a technique of playing music from Matt Rogalski and one of his students, his former students, called No Input Mixing Board, which is a kind of an instrument, which is where you take a mixing board and you plug all the outputs into the different inputs and turn up the gain, and it creates feedback loops of like basically noise. That are like really complex tonally. Like there's all sorts of rhythmic patterns you can create, and pitches, like the entire range of pitches and weird stuttering patterns. I learned how to play this summer on what's called a star network, which is kind of like the same principle as a no input mixing board, from Dmitry Jorgaras, who is a former student of Matt's, Matt Rogalski's, who's a prof here at Queen's. And I performed it in a group. It's a composition from the 1970s called Star Networks at the Singing Point. And you have to get it to the singing point. The cue is that you have to like get them all to the singing point, where they start creating this rhythmic stuttering pattern that's not consistent.
Okay.
And five people do it or more, and you all do it at once. And then while some people are playing, other people are finding new patterns. And it was so fun and liberating. And I was like, how do I do this at home? And they're like, you can make a no input mixing board. So I took my mixing board. I did it. It was so fun. And I started looping it into my cassette recorder. And then at the same time, Mikey asked me to perform. I'm like, oh, I should just perform this. This is great. And originally I asked Liam Cole, who's a great friend and a drummer, to play it with me. And he was like, yeah, let's do that with drums. But then he couldn't make it. So I just did a solo, and it was a ton of fun.
And it sounds like it would fit right into the whole Next Church vibe.
Yeah.
But, you know, you mentioned Professor Matt, who I took a course with last year. I was in his electroacoustic experimental music class. Uh-huh. But that kind of opened the doors for me as well to just see how much of an experimental scene there is in Kingston.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
How have you found it?
Yeah, there is. Like, what can I say about it? Oh, geez. Well, there's performers. There's like an audience for it. Sometimes it's a bit invisible. Like sometimes you might not know it's there because maybe nothing's going on in that particular moment. So if you walked around, you like wouldn't see a poster for an experimental music show. And so you might feel like, oh, that's not there. But it actually is. And for me, I've lived in Kingston, I think, like around 11 years. It comes and goes with the existence of DIY venues. So, for example, when I got here, there was the Artel, and then it was really clear that there was a scene for that kind of music. Then when the Artel went away, it wasn't clear. Like, you couldn't necessarily find an event where that music was being performed or presented. And then I was involved for a while with the 12 Cat Arts Collective, which had a very short life around 2018. And it was at the NGB Studios, and we put on all kinds of great shows. And then once again, suddenly it all was happening again. Like there was metal shows and noise shows and weird, just like kind of crazy shows that, I mean, that's maybe not the right word, but you know, just wild shows, fun shows that are just so different, that aren't the normal thing. It's not the bar scene. Yeah, so venues come and go. Like when the Hotel Wolf Island started, like it seemed like there was kind of neat things happening there, and there still are lots of neat things happening there. And I've been programming concerts with a collective, and it's called the Here Concert and Workshop Series. Yes. We've been doing one thing a month for a few months, and we'll be doing it for the rest of this year. So we're doing that, and then Mikey and No Static and Chance, they're all doing great work where, yeah, this is happening again, because that's the thing, it's not always happening, but when there's a few motivated organizers, when there's a space where it can happen that's affordable, where musicians can earn, like touring musicians can earn just at least a little bit of money for their gas or whatever, to complete a tour, to fill in a night, like it can work really well, because we're so well situated between Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, that there's actually
the halfway to everywhere thing.
Yeah, so things can happen here. But for me, it really relies on that venue, on that. And I'm still thinking about it. Like, we still don't have, like, the perfect venue. Like, there's still, everything has its own, you know what I mean? Like, it's, that kind of this space, affordable space, like artist focused spaces where it's not prohibitively costly to throw a show. That's the goal. That's the dream always.
For sure. And so the way we normally do this is we'll have like a bit of talk and then we'll come and play a song. But obviously your pieces are a bit more of like longer pieces that people just kind of need to get themselves immersed in. So you're going to play most of the rest of the half hour that we have. But before we start that, you know, I'll let you introduce your piece and everything and tell me anything you need our listeners to know about it. But I also wanted to talk about this sort of storytelling aspect, because whether it's the folk songs or all these, like your latest album and all the other work that has a really kind of storytelling aim and theme to it in one way or the other, the storytelling aspect seems to be really important to you.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, it is. How do I encapsulate that? It's hard to be able to present what I'm about to do because it's very organic. It's really just like whatever emotion is in my heart, I'm going to try to make it manifest in sound and physical sound. There's not necessarily like but there are concepts behind it. And I'm working on a new release. It's called Emotional Research. So maybe that's a good way to kind of predicate, like preface what I'm about to do. So I think often when I'm making music, I'm researching, like trying to dig into like, what am I feeling and how could that be expressed? And then I guess another, maybe I'll just leave it at, maybe that's not saying enough because I don't always dig. Well, okay. I'll say one other thing too. Like I am releasing a series of small run releases on tape cassette and the series is called Music Versus Capitalism. So maybe that's another important thing that I could kind of at least touch on, which is a really foundational kind of concept behind a lot of what I'm doing. How can I, and I ask myself questions without necessarily knowing the answer. And the questions go along the lines of how could I make music? How can in making music or taking in music as a listener, could I exist outside of the constraints of living in capitalism where our wage labor, like we're exploited, like it's hard to live outside of exploitation or outside of like anxiety related to money, and like labor and our way of being in the world. I don't know, like it's sort of hard to touch on, but if I could, like maybe that answers, maybe that's it or maybe that's not it, but that's kind of
that makes sense. That makes sense. And yeah. Like I know a lot of music does kind of put their thoughts, feelings, mm-hmm. conceptions, mm-hmm. anger, whatever it might mm-hmm. be, into music behind mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is sort of improvised. And yeah. were this session being recorded a different day, it could have been a completely different piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it would have sounded somewhat alike, but yeah. 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 I don't have like a script going into it. I'm just going to play this synthesizer and this delay pedal, and I might sing a little bit, or, you know, that's all I know.
Very excited for this.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
And to wrap up, though, mm-hmm. I forgot to ask you, you've got shows coming up mm-hmm. that people can see you at.
Mm-hmm. There's a gig on November 11th at the Mansion. It's like an electronic bill. So there's Bill Jobs and Fast Fast, who are both Kingston artists. And it's my first time playing with both of them, and it'll be my first time even meeting them. And then there's a band from, I think, Kitchener-Waterloo, or maybe Guelph, called Friends from Church. And they will also be on the bill. So there's four, it's a lineup of four acts, and it's November 11th, which I think is a weekend. Hope it's a weekend. Yeah, come check that. I might play something quite similar to what you just heard.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And just for people who tuned in the middle of that, mm-hmm. we're here at CFRC Live Sessions. David Parker was with us just now. Do tune back in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. for another live session on CFRC Radio. And follow us on social media. Check out our YouTube page. We're at CFRC Live Sessions. I've been your host, Drew. See you next week. Goodbye.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, undergoing its annual funding drive. Support CFRC in our support for local artists by making a donation today via cfrc.ca. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into some great local singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with a sweet track off local band The Codas' brand spanking new EP, All Will Be Well. The new release isn't a declaration, it's a reminder that these songs have lived many lives. They've been a crutch, a burden, a bonding agent, and a wrecking ball. Yet through all their lives, these songs have remained true and fall under the umbrella of a simple yet seemingly impossible meditation that indeed all will be well. From that EP, here's Knockin' on Wood by The Codas right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Shines all worn out till it's gray.
back to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you with support from Modern City Taxi. Download the app and have access to a ride whenever and wherever you need it to get where you need to go. Or add 613-546-2222 to your contact list and call a cab to get where you need to be. You just heard Knockin' on Wood by the Codas, and up next, we've got a new single by local act Kentucky called Pink Volleyball, a true story of someone very close to them who tragically succumbed to addiction. Just prior to their passing, they gave the musician's daughter a pink volleyball, which holds deep sentimental value for the family. It showed that even in the midst of the worst and most painful time of their life, their love and goodness could not help but shine through. Pink Volleyball is a Christmas song, a tribute to Kentucky's friend, and a reminder that to give and to help is all there is. Here's Pink Volleyball by Kentucky.
I remember feeling that.
Ted, that was Kentucky with a new single called Pink Volleyball. Coming up now on the Release Radar Rundown, we've got a new single by Kingston indie pop band Tiny Horse, released on December 12th, called Disco. The track marks a bold creative evolution, showcasing the band's signature ability to weave emotional complexity into irresistibly danceable soundscapes. Blending the glitchy intimacy of Image and Heap, the shimmering synth-pop pulse of Robin, and the art house edge of Talking Heads, the track moves with an upbeat, addictive momentum, while its lyrics peel back layers of vulnerability. Here's Disco by Tiny Horse. I hope you love it as much as I do.
Light pink, dishes in the sink, call and tell me everything. I'm the queen of conspiracy, in my bed, in your dreams. Looking for a deeper meaning, staring at the pain on the ceiling. I don't wanna stay if you're leaving, just say what you mean. I just wanna dance at a disco, see how we feel in a year. When you lean in so close and you kiss my ear. I'm sorry about a lot of things that I left unclear. Like a pink carnation, I'll be back next year. Nightmare or living in a dream.
And you're still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM's Release Radar Rundown. Coming up next, we've got the first ever single released by Kingston pop punk band Lumpfish. The new track called Summer showcases their ever-forming sound and their often upbeat and exciting energy as a band. With this release, Lumpfish strives to spread excitement and fun energy to a new audience. Follow them on Instagram at Lumpfish Band to keep up with the latest. As we're officially now in the midst of winter, I hope you like this song called Summer. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
That was Lumpfish's first ever single called Summer. Coming up next, we've got Stephanie Braganza's new song called Until We Meet Again, a new heartfelt tribute to her late dog Pom Pom that was written as a personal letter of love and as a farewell. The song's raw emotion has resonated with listeners who have faced the loss of someone they deeply cherish. A bit of a sad one, but one to which we might all relate. With Stephanie Braganza's Until We Meet Again. Before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is an older single called Thinking Small by local act Princess Towers. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram. Folks can also drop by our website right now as well to make a gift to CFRC and help us amplify local talent every single day with modern equipment and software. Every dollar matters. We appreciate your support. Local musicians can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. And local young emerging musicians can apply now to join our 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program, where they can do interviews, create music in our studios, do a live performance on air, and get paid. Visit CFRC.ca for more details. For now, we are going to end our show with a special segment featuring a very quick chat with local country rocker Tom Savage about his new holiday release available now on Bandcamp called What Christmas Means to Me, followed by the actual song. Wishing all celebrating a safe and happy holiday season, we'll be on a bit of a hiatus with new releases, but back in the new year to bring you the latest and greatest that Kingston musicians have to offer. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our sponsors at Modern City Taxi. I'm Dida Jansen. We'll see you next year. And welcome back, everyone, to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up in this segment, we've got Tom Savage on a call to chat about his new holiday single. Welcome back to CFRC, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
So great to have you back again with us, and really excited to learn about the new single, which is called What Christmas Means to Me, released last Thursday. From your very lovely newsletter called Tom Savage, Leave It All on the Stage, which everybody should subscribe to, I get the sense that listeners can expect something a little different about this new jingle. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, increasingly I have issues with the commercialization of Christmas and how we should, as a society, maybe move away from that overconsumption of goods. And for me, the holiday season is about getting together with people, having a meal, having a good time, and just sharing your presence as your present, I guess. But so that's what the song's about. I don't need more stuff. I just want to hang out.
Awesome. So the inspiration comes from wanting to see less consumption, less stuff being purchased. Where's this motivation coming from?
Well, you know, I'm concerned about the trajectory of the world, like a lot of people. I have to think about sustainability with the environment and the way the human species behaves. So that definitely creeps into a lot of my writing of late. If you listen to some of the Dead Root Revival songs and things, there's about that, the class divide, for one, but also, like, well, in relation to that class divide is, like, where the top 10% are creating a lot of this overconsumption and, you know, kind of pillaging the land and, you know, not great things, you know. It's all very, not very jolly for Christmas, but...
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. We are going to jump into some music now from Tom called What Christmas Means to Me. Thanks for joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and happy holidays to you, sir.
Thanks, Dinah. Happy holidays.
I don't care about Jesus. Don't care about Santa Claus. Don't need to hear those carols. If you kindly press pause. I care about friends and family, enjoying good company. And if you ever were to ask, that's what Christmas means to me. I don't need your shopping center. Don't need your online store. Don't need to buy more things for the sake of more and more. Give me a nice warm fire and some camaraderie. If you ever were to ask, that's what Christmas means to me. I like a tree. Oh, that's nice. Shiny lights. I like them too. But when it comes right.
just want to spend time with you. On Dancer on Prancer. Pour us the next round. Turn up that record. Let's lay this party down. You only get so many chances underneath the mistletoe. Yes, what I thought about Christmas. Well, I guess now you know. Down to it. I just want to spend time.